Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
What's up, friends? Good morning. Hello.
And Eric Bickle stumbling in a little bit later than usual. I heard that Beach Drive had a downed tree.
Not near
that
me.
Affect you?
No. On the other side.
Sometimes you get on the road a little late.
You know what? I think I got on the road at the normal time. It was just rainy, so I guess I was just driving slow. Yeah.
I had to do the alternate route this morning because the GW Parkway had areas shut down due to a downed tree.
Big-ass tree fell.
I've noticed Eric has been kind of pushing it lately.
Mm. I'm not trying to.
I know you're not trying to, but I've noticed.
Yeah. I guess sometimes just driving slow, man.
Driving slower or just taking a little extra time, getting ready.
The older you get, the slower you move, bro.
I go slower up the stairs. I didn't have to go get my little, diet Mountain Dew, but I went and got it. Whatever.
Got a lot of wires there. Hey, it's a game show Wednesday. We're going to play Junkie Shootout later in the show. But even bigger than that, which is not the giveaway for Game Show Wednesday, we have Capitals Game 5 tickets, which we're giving away on the station all day long starting at 8 o'clock. You can be caller 9 at 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies, but then stay tuned to 106.7 The Fan all day for your chance to win every hour to get tickets. Of course, Game 5, not tonight. It's right. Tomorrow night.
Thursday night.
Tonight's a big night, though, because schedule release at 8 p.m. For some reason, I thought it was 8 a.m.
That's prime time.
You wake up, brain fog. I knew it was 8 o'clock, and I was like, "Ooh, this might be cool." But it happened right during the middle of our show.
No. Any more leaks last night? I think I went to bed like at 9:30 or something.
Yeah, they announced a few more. They announced like the Broncos Chiefs are playing on Christmas. I don't know. Valdez probably has the list. There was like three or four that were released.
Uh-huh. And does somebody do the math and see how that affects us and our opponents?
I'm sure it probably does, but I did not figure that out.
You might as well wait for 8 p.m. at this point. You're going to get the full schedule, 8 p.m. I do know yesterday we talked a little bit about the trip to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of listeners who have tweeted us that they already bought their tickets.
Really?
Wow.
That's some,
some of those that you'd expect, like Tailgate Ted.
Well, yeah, I'd expect him to go.
But there are others.
How's he going to check his big-ass van to bring it over for the tailgate? I don't know. Yeah.
He's going to ship it over there on a boat.
That's approved for international travel.
I think that one might be one where he's going to rely on whatever's happening at that stadium.
Yeah, he'll have to have whatever Commanders fan lives in Madrid have that guy run the tailgate for a week.
But a lot of people are already getting their tickets.
Sure.
Hotels
can
and everything
plan
lined
too
up.
Too far ahead. Though that's pretty far ahead.
You just use it as like a vacation week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Knock out a football game and then Spain.
Yep. Yeah, you see the sights in Madrid.
I guess.
And this, again, this is something that rankles Jason, and I've picked up on it. People love to call it Madrid, Spain. Everybody knows Madrid is in Spain. Yeah. That's like saying Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that I ever hear anybody say Madrid, Spain.
I've heard it a couple times this week. And everybody knows where Madrid is, I think. Anybody
they
that's
should.
Gone to school for more than, I don't know, a
anybody
year.
Anybody has had a clue.
They know where Madrid is.
Do you think if we asked our caller from a couple days ago.
No, he wouldn't.
The caller, Randall, who said, I don't even remember how he pronounced Ovechkin.
Remember. He called him Alex Chavechkin, I believe was the way he pronounced it.
And then he didn't know who Jaden Daniels was, even after he gave him a J and a D.
Yeah, he might struggle with it.
He might not know Madrid, Spain.
He might not know. He might be the same guy that went on Wheel of Fortune recently. When
yes, I sent that clip to Valdez. I wanted to play
when basically all of the letters are out, and there are like maybe two letters missing.
No, I think one at the end.
Maybe there's one. And
it was rent a pedal boat.
It was renting a pedal, P-E-D-A-L boat.
Not a paddle
not
boat.
Not a paddle boat.
Pedal boat.
The first, I guess Valdez has the clip.
Alex Chavechkin.
Oh, yes. That that's clip. Okay. So the first person guesses, they guess paddle boat. And of course, Pat Sajak. By the way, I thought he was retired. Did he not retire from Wheel of Fortune? Is he back?
They made some announcement that he was doing some return.
Ah,
well,
okay.
How long ago was it?
I don't know.
How long ago was the
actual? I don't know.
It just went viral.
I think it's recent. Oh. So the first person looks at it. First of all, there's five letters for pedal, not six, because paddle has six letters.
And P and I think D were up there.
Correct.
Not DD.
Right. So then.
So a P, a D, and I want to say an E was up there.
Then the next guy goes, he gets one more
How
letter.
You have one E make, and not the other
to make
E.
it even easier.
Because it's pedal, not paddle.
Yeah, it's pedal instead of paddle.
Oh, P-E-D-A-L.
So they guess
yeah.
paddle the first time, they get the buzz. Then somebody gets an additional letter, and he goes, I'm ready to solve. And he says, renting a paddle boat again.
Even though there's no A or two D's.
No.
By the way, that was 2022.
Oh, okay, so some reason it went viral.
Resurfaced. I don't know
so
why.
Let me just tell you. That
it's still funny, though.
Then it comes up that the next two contestants... There's only one letter left.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
It's the letter L, P-E-D-A,
yeah.
blank. Everything else is there.
Yeah.
And the guesses were, can I buy, or not buy,
can I guess a W?
Yeah. And I think an M.
Yeah, it's bad. It
a P-D-A-L.
And
P-D-A-M.
Sticking with game shows, Valdez, if I were ever going to go on Jeopardy, which there's a less than 1% chance because I'm too dumb. But if I ever were to go and appear on the game show Jeopardy, 2 days ago would have been the day because it was $3. They didn't know anything. And the person that won, I think won with like $4,500 or $5,000, which is just a very small
peanuts
paltry number. I mean, usually if you win Jeopardy, you're in like the 10K, 12K, maybe $15,000 range. I mean, these people couldn't have been more clueless. I feel like I could have hung with them.
I've never, you know, written down like a bucket list, and I don't know if this would be a bucket list thing, but I've always thought I want to apply for some of the dumb game shows like Press Your Luck or something like that. I could do. Why don't I do that?
So, what was the final payout on guessing this?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
Oh, I mean, it's for some reason it went viral. I guess it was old, but. Aren't
it says
you amazed?
March 17th, 2022.
Aren't you amazed
that they couldn't get that?
Yeah. P-E-D-A blank.
Yeah.
And you have boat.
Yeah. Pretty stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's just rudimentary. You got to be able to pull it.
I think I've been on a paddle boat and a pedal boat.
I was on a paddle / pedal boat on Sunday.
Oh, you were?
Where?
At Rio.
Oh, yeah.
It's $30. $30 if you want a character. So of course, we did the character. We got on a swan.
How long do you get to rent? Paddle / pedal boat for so it's a dollar a minute.
30 minutes. So it was two dads, two kids.
It's a good scam.
Exhausting.
No.
No.
What's interesting about it, and me and my buddy Giovanni were trying to figure it out. If you actually pedal faster, you don't go faster for some reason.
Right. You just pedal slow.
So you just have to just do a nice little easy pace.
Hmm.
Girls had a good time. I did it with my mom. Before she passed, like 5 or 6 years ago with Isabella,
uh-huh.
which I actually think about it, it's surprising because I'm not saying it is death-defying, mm-hmm. but you got to be a little careful getting on and off that little boat.
Of course, you got to step down. You got to slide.
They don't make you wear a life preserver.
Yes, you have to wear a life preserver.
So, did they have one for Isabella when she was little?
Yeah,
they did. Okay,
dude, that's they print money. Mm-hmm. They print money there on a good day when the weather's nice. I mean, that place was packed. Parked on the 7th floor parking lot. All the restaurants there, and then the lake. I mean, I don't know. It's probably a pretty good business.
You buy
20 paddle boats, whatever.
Yeah.
Have a couple that are swans, dragon, whatever.
So many liability issues, so much insurance that you got to buy.
I don't know.
Upkeep on the facilities.
They had a line.
I'm out.
Upkeep on the facilities.
Upkeep on the boats. The boats probably aren't cheap. You have a very like.
I think they're making good money.
Attitude towards. That business model.
What's the upkeep?
I don't know. Make sure your boat
it down a little bit.
Make sure your boat doesn't sink. doesn't have a big hole in it. I don't know. I'm gonna guess those guys aren't filthy rich.
I'm not saying filthy rich, but I think it's a pretty good little business.
Okay, maybe it's a good little side hustle.
If you're making $30 for half an hour and you got like 30 boats,
yeah.
Don't worry about it.
And you're cranking that out.
I'm sure it's fine. I'll tell you whose boat's sinking, the Nats' boat's sinking. Oh. What a difference a week makes.
They've scored 15 runs in the 7-game losing
streak. We had Mike on a week ago, and they were 17-19. I'm pretty sure maybe 17-20.
Yep.
And then they just keep losing. And that's fine. Nobody expected anything really this year. But I was so excited that they were hovering around 500, 30-some games in. And now it looks like I think we're actually behind. Last year's pace. In fact, a friend of mine told me we're not that far away from 19-31.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to make a miraculous turnaround.
I want to say last year around this time, I want to say they were either 500 or maybe even better than 500. Maybe a game above 500.
At this time last year?
Close to it.
There are a couple people online who were saying, you guys got to ask him the tough questions. Davey should be gone. He's not going to throw Davey Martinez under the bus.
He loves Davey.
He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
So we could ask any style of question. He's going to answer it in support of his manager.
Right.
Of course.
Always. He's not going to say, you know what? You're right. He's making some curious decisions with the lineup.
Davey Martinez.
I don't really like what he's doing with the bullpen. He's not going to say that.
All right, last year on May 14th, they beat the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
They were 20-20 last year.
Yeah, wow.
So they're three games worse with a better roster.
Right.
We assume a better roster.
Bullpen has failed this team on many occasions.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Well, but the offense is dead right now.
Too.
It's dead.
It doesn't help.
Josh Bell's hitting 143.
Yeah. Dylan Cruz, 181.
Dylan is doing Dylan things. I mean,
had a nice catch the other day.
I saw.
Had a home run over the weekend.
But I
didn't see that.
I hate having Mike on when they're losing 7 in a row. That sucks. Even though he'll be chipper, you won't even know.
Yeah,
he'll sound like they've won 15 in a row.
Yeah.
Yep. Mike will join us coming up at 9 o'clock today. Also, we have Joe House, podcaster for The Ringer. We'll talk some Wizards with him. He'll join us at 7:20. Denny McCarthy, PGA golfer, at 8:20. That's all right here on the Junkies. And remember, Caps tickets. 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. You be caller number 9, right around 8:20 and 9:20. But we're giving away on this station all morning long, all the way up until 5 o'clock. That's here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Fan. Welcome back. Remember, you can always text the Junkies on our text line presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955. They're serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. If you're just tuning in, we have Caps tickets, which we're giving away for Game 5 all day long until 5 p.m. Be caller 9 right around 8:20 and 9:20 on the Junkies. And then stay tuned to 106.7 The Fan for your chance to win every hour. Also, it's Game Show Wednesday at 6:45. We're going to play the original Junkies game show, Junkerty. Your chance to win a $100 gift card to Open Road. And we have more Metallica tickets on the line. That's coming up at 6:45. Right now, though, we open up the Junkies sports page.
Sports page driven by my favorite team over there at Molloy, the all-new Molloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices for you on your favorite models. Head on over there. Ask for my buddy, Josh Cochran. That's right, Josh
Cochran. Your body?
My buddy. Did I say body? My buddy, Josh Cochran. He's the GM over there. And just like I did, make it Molloy, Molloy.com.
Don't they have a silly archbishop?
They do.
I know. That's dumb.
Is that in New Jersey?
I have no idea. It's just dumb to laugh at your own jokes.
Or is it New York?
I don't know. I just know the name.
Archbishop Molloy.
Couldn't tell you.
It's in the Queens.
Ah, okay.
Kenny Anderson.
I drove through Queens on the way to the OV record-breaking goal. Here's my review of Queens.
Did you see Kevin James?
No. Here's my review.
He's the king of Queens.
I know. Man.
What, Queens?
Yeah, but I mean, I drove through it for literally 10 minutes.
I ran through it.
Not much of a review, I understand.
During the New York City Marathon.
And if you're from Queens, sorry if I offended you.
Yeah, okay. Kenny Anderson's not happy.
He's probably not.
All right, so one of the biggest stories in the NFL outside of the schedule release, which is, of course, tonight, although there'll be a couple of releases early this morning, one on CBS mornings and one on Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix is going to release one game this morning, apparently. But we'll get to that.
If you just can't keep it in your pants till 8 p.m., you got to know.
Yeah, the Netflix game. Everyone wants to know.
Everyone be on a high alert for fake schedule updates.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Massive, 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 almost like April Fool's Day today.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Have your radar up. That's a good tip, Valdez. I like it.
Well, this is not April Fool's. Trey Hendrickson's not happy with the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's kind of Rick at the Bengals.
So he was at the facility yesterday. They're having an off-season workout. The all-pro defensive end had a hat on, had a T-shirt on, not participating. He actually received a text message from Zach Taylor, the Bengals coach, saying if you miss the team's mandatory minicamp, which is 4 weeks away, it's going to result in a fine.
By the way, is it
weird? So he was talking to local reporters about the situation.
I'm sure you guys saw some of the video of him walking into the off-season camp. The Bengals, it looks like they train underneath like a highway overpass with like a massive bridge attached to it.
Yeah.
I've always thought that they're obviously a penny-pinching organization. That just solidifies it. I mean, if you're practicing underneath of an interstate, which is what it looks like.
I have seen that before.
I just feel like you're kind of
nuts. So they don't have a bubble or anything?
Like, no bubble in sight.
All right, so he spoke with reporters. I think Valdez has some of the clips from Trey Hendrickson, not happy with what's going on with Cincinnati.
One of those things that we're just not seeing eye to eye on the structure. It seems that a shorter deal is something that they are pushing pretty hard. That puts us in the same place I was in 2022, where I have to renegotiate the next year. Because if goals are the same and playing at a better level than I did last year, then next year we're just kicking the can down the road. So it's something where I think both parties should understand that a long-term contract that guarantees that know that I can continue to play at the level that I have been is a mutual respect where that's where my values lie, and it also allows me to stop having to negotiate every offseason about something that has been almost 4 years of doing.
He goes, I don't know.
A little bit transpired between me and Zach. We've tried to keep it as less... as least amount personal as possible, but at some point in this process it becomes personal. You know, being sent 30 days before mandatory camp or however many days it is, that if I don't show up I will be fined, alludes to the fact that something won't get done in that time frame, and that with the lack of communication post draft made it evidently clear for my party, meaning my wife, my son, my agent, right? Like, we're talking a small group of people, that I had to inform that this might not work out. And that's unfortunate. I don't think it was necessary. I think we all should have hoped for the best until proven otherwise. But through that, other things have transpired, you know? Like, the importance of me being here in OTAs doesn't seem to be respected, you know? And I think I've carried a lot of respect. I don't mean to insinuate anything about anyone's character, but that was disappointing. I think that's the word of the offseason. I think we gave it our all under Lou's defense, and we did fall short. And that's about being a man, too, is standing up.
Wow, he's doing a lot of, like, public negotiating.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of shocking how much he's talking.
And here's why he's doing it. He has $0 in guaranteed salary for 2025.
Yeah.
If guys don't have guaranteed money for at least 1 year, they're not going to go and play on that deal, on a lame duck deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand his frustration, but the team, you know, if they want to stand on their side, they'll just say, well, you're under contract for a year. We're not going to do it until the end of the year. So it's a standoff.
It's wild. And he was talking about that deal he signed. He signed a 4-year deal
in 2022.
It was a 4-year deal, I think, in 21, but then they added a year in 2023, an extension on the 4-year deal. So that's what he was talking about with his contract, just adding that 1 year. And he clearly wants a long-term deal.
Right.
His next course of action is to formally request a trade, I feel like, right?
I would guess. I guess that's probably the next step.
That's probably the next step if since he can't.
And since he can just call his bluff and say, okay, well, if you're not going to play, then you don't get paid. You don't get that year towards being vested or whatever.
They can franchise him, though, right? They can franchise tag him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can.
Which is what they would probably do, wouldn't they?
They could.
It seems like he's prepared to sit out, not only sit out camp, but sit out games.
Right.
Like he's.
He's not happy. No, he's not happy.
I'm just shocked he's talking that much. Like, when was the last time you saw a guy who's. You know.
Yeah, and he was asked, will you play on your current contract? And his answer was, no.
No.
No. But we've heard that before. I mean, we've heard guys say that, and then if they start missing game checks, eventually they'll show up. They'll show up like the last week where they can still get that year that counts towards their pension, counts towards them being free agents.
Well, this also screams, like, if he does come in, and he doesn't get the deal. He leads up to camp. Then all of a sudden, his ankle hurts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can't quite go.
He's set to make.
Can't get out of the field.
Yeah, his quad just keeps.
Yeah, I got a little
getting aggravated.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that being the case. It's an ugly situation there in Cincinnati. He sees all the offensive guys getting paid and getting taken care of.
Well, he saw Miles Garrett sign a deal where he's making $40 million a year.
Right.
And he's set to make about $15 million.
And Crosby got a new deal.
And didn't
Bosa just get a new deal, too?
Yeah, Bosa. So.
And other journalists or whatever are still linking the Commanders, right, is the obvious landing spot for him.
Commanders have the second highest odds to land Hendrickson behind Detroit.
I just don't know what they have to give up. They only have 5 picks next year.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Four? Or are they going to give?
Hendrickson said yesterday also, he goes, where there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's business or personal, lack of communication leads to animosity.
Yeah.
And that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. You try not to take these things personal, but they do get personal.
They do.
For sure.
They do. All right, so schedule release officially tonight at 8, but obviously there have been games already released. Like I mentioned, CBS will unveil one game on CBS Mornings this morning. I'm not sure what time, but Netflix is also going to announce a game.
So dumb.
And here are the games that are official, all right, so far.
Yeah,
we kind of talked about them yesterday, but Cowboys and Eagles on Thursday, they'll open up the season in Philly. Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil on Friday, September 5th. Sunday, September 7th, the first weekend of the year, Tampa's going to play Atlanta in Atlanta. Titans are at Denver. 49ers are at the Seahawks. Some of the other games that are official, we talked about the Vikings playing back-to-back games in Europe. They're going to play in Dublin against Pittsburgh on September 28th.
Yep.
And then they're going to stay over there and travel to London and play the Browns on October 5th.
First team in NFL history to do that, to play in two different countries in consecutive weeks.
Back to back, right. Sunday, October 12th, the Broncos will travel to London to play the Jets. Remember, those are 9:30 games.
Love it.
All right, 9:30 games.
Don't give me more. Just give me the current amount.
You're getting a lot.
Yeah, I'm good with the current amount.
Yeah. Also in London, the Rams will play the Jags in London. That's going to be week 7, so that's October 19th.
Which is the game that's getting streamed on YouTube? That's the Brazil game, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
They better have their servers up and ready. I remember that dumbass Mike Tyson fight on Netflix. That was a debacle.
Do you need to have YouTube premium access for this game?
I don't think so. Straight YouTube.
Straight up YouTube.
Yeah. Is it?
YouTube and YouTube TV carrying it.
Really?
Yeah. They can't force you to buy it.
Oh, that's easy.
What's you're talking about, like YouTube TV? Or?
No, just flat out.
YouTube.com.
Just go to YouTube.
Yeah, but what is YouTube premium?
No ads.
No ads.
Oh. Yeah.
I would never buy that.
No,
yeah,
I get offered it all the time. No thanks.
Yeah.
Nope.
Say see ya.
Never.
Sunday, November 9th, the Falcons and Colts will play in Berlin.
Germany?
No, Berlin,
Berlin,
Japan.
Maryland. Berlin, Maryland.
Brass out of Ocean City.
Yeah.
There's definitely a golf course there. What's the name of it?
Oh, there's tons.
There's at least one.
I think they filled a silly Julia Roberts movie there.
You're probably right.
Yeah, they did.
It's very scenic.
There's going to be a ton of 9:30 kicks this year. Monday, November 20th, the Eagles are at the Packers. We talked about the Commanders yesterday on Sunday, November 16th. That would be week 11.
Have they announced a Ravens game yet that's been leaked?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
By the way, does a certain body part of yours still look like the Ravens Zubaz pants
about? It's slowly
coming
decreasing.
Back to, but, coming back to normal
but yes,
color,
my,
coloration?
My scrotum still has hints of purple.
Okay. Just wanted an update.
It's kind of crazy that they do this overall schedule release tonight, but there's like 25 games have already been released.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we're definitely doing our first.
Oh yeah, yeah.
First
yeah.
run through of
tomorrow's definitely
Commanders dubs and L's.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So Thanksgiving
definitely doing that.
Thanksgiving week 13. Obviously the Lions are hosting somebody. We'll find out who tonight. The Cowboys are hosting somebody. That'll be at 4:30. The Buccaneers are playing the Rams in L.A. All right, so that's
your
already
nightcap.
Been
okay,
your nightcap 8:20.
Solid nightcap.
Yep.
It's also it's the every team's social media division Super Bowl is tonight. because they have to have some whimsical, quirky way.
That's true.
That they release the schedule on their on their team's Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's their Super Bowl.
Somebody said, yeah, everybody has to have a video.
Wasn't it last year that I was Stavros did the schedule release for the Ravens?
The Chargers always get applauded for their social media team's release of the schedule.
All right, good.
What did we do last year? Does anybody remember? Was there anything? It must not have been memorable.
Can't remember off the top of my head.
Remember the Titans? They went down to Broadway.
I did remember they were interviewing people, like just showing them NFL logos and asking them who their opponents were.
Yes.
Some good answers. Some clueless people walking around down in Smashville.
Saturday, December 20th, we already know this. The Eagles will be here to play the Commanders, and that will be week 16.
I think that's also the week of the college football playoff starting.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's December 18th to the 22nd. So, well, that game is actually Saturday, December 20th. So, yeah, you're probably right. All right, and then week 17, the Broncos are at the Chiefs. That would be Christmas night, 8:20 kick. So we'll find out all of the games today/tonight. NBA playoffs last night. Pacers eliminate the Cavs in Cleveland, 114-105. So they are now back-to-back years Eastern Conference Finals. They win this series in five.
They get no pub throughout the season. Very unsexy team.
Mm-hmm.
The only real name that people know is Tyrese Halliburton, who got no minutes on the Olympic team.
It's true.
And then they've got Miles Turner, who's good. But Rick Carlisle's a guy who's won an NBA championship before, and he's got them in the Eastern Conference Finals second year in a row.
Former Wizard Thomas Bryant on that roster?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who knew?
He doesn't get much run.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
Got 11 points in 11 minutes and 9 points.
That's not bad.
I just remember JP approaching him in line at a Nats game a few seasons ago. And it was cringeworthy. But it happened. I was 10 feet away.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I can't remember. I wanted to scurry away.
Very brief interaction.
Maybe one sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe a second.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell said he can't believe the Cavs are out. He said we let the city down. And I'm surprised. I guess I'm not shocked that the Pacers won the series, considering the Cavs had a bunch of injuries to start the series. But I am surprised they lost in five.
It's Cleveland. Donovan Mitchell, it's okay. That city's used to disappointment.
That's true.
It's okay. Their expectations are very low.
Yeah, but when you win 64 games, you think maybe this team, you know, might be special.
It's crazy. Yeah. The Eastern Conference likely to have their top two seeds, Cleveland out. And Boston, out. Boston's down 3-1. Jason Tatum, it was confirmed, did tear his Achilles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he led them in scoring, rebounding, assists, block shots. Like, he was their leader in every category. So,
will he be
very unlikely that the Celtics come back to win that series.
Torn Achilles, ruptured Achilles, is that 1 year minimum?
Probably,
that's
yeah.
at least a year.
Like, this whole next season's done.
It's done. Yeah. He's not going to play next year.
I think so.
I mean, maybe he could come back late in the playoffs if his rehab goes well.
Tonight, the Knicks will play. Speaking of the Celtics, they will play tonight. That would be game five. Of course, the Knicks are up 3-1. That's in Boston. And then Golden State is at Minnesota. Minnesota's up 3-1, and Curry will not play in that game.
I think you skipped the late game last night. I went to bed at the end of the third quarter, and the Nuggets had an 8-point lead, series tied 2-2, game in Oklahoma City. Jokic, who for the first time in his career had shot under 40% in three straight games, I think 33% average, actually had a bomb game. I think he was 17 for 25, 44 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. But very little help. OKC came back to win that game, so they're up 3-2 in that series.
Correct.
All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We have tickets to go see Metallica on the line. We also have a $100 Open Road gift card on the line. 800-636-1067. We'll play Junkerty next here on The Junkies.
Welcome. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Game Show Wednesday. We're going to play Junkerty now. And I put on Twitter, you can follow us at Junks Radio, a little promo for it, and I used a GIF of Beavis and Butthead, and it made me think.
Love those guys.
The creators of Beavis and Butthead, if they just did that in their career, yeah, could they have retired and just like
100%.
Children of Beavis.
I mean, Mike Judge. Mike Judge.
Yeah, did you don't Beavis know who Mike Judge is, silly.
He also created King of the Hill. I'm sure countless other projects.
But if he had just done Beavis and Butthead, which Rich didn't have a super long run.
Yeah, but like the merchandising and licensing their, yeah, you know, their products.
So I mean, think about bands that have just like one song. You know, yeah, they can make a living forever.
You
can
get rich on Beavis and Butthead.
Office Space?
Office Space is a great movie.
Oh, that is a great movie.
Such a good movie.
I kind of like Clark Judge better than Mike Judge.
Is that like the former 49ers NFL insider?
We used to have Clark Judge on the show all the time.
He used to work in the San Jose Mercury News.
Yes.
Here are the rankings. Mike Judge 1.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge 2.
Aaron Judge 2.
Yeah.
Clark Judge 3.
Big gap. Clark Judge. If you have other judges, throw them my way.
The only reason why Jason remembers that is because he's one of the guests that we used to book ourselves 30 years ago. When we first started.
And of course,
he would actually do it.
He would do it because we were on at nights. So that was like, you know, 5 o'clock his time.
Yeah. Right. It was easy.
He would never do it now.
All right, let's punch up a couple of contestants. We're going to have 3 questions in Junkerty per category. There's a 1-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. Who's up?
All right. Let me see. Let's go to James in Chantilly. We need 2 at a time here.
Yep.
All right. James, are you there, buddy?
I am. How are you?
All right.
What's up, James? Great.
All right, so let me see. I'm locking him in. And let's go to Steve in, oh, my God, Warrington. It's so far, Cakes.
It is deep.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
All right.
Steven is my name.
Steve, pick 1 or 2.
2.
All right. The category is going to be cruise cinema. The latest Mission Impossible is coming out Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Soon. Looks amazing.
And he's doing some crazy stunts.
Of course he is.
I mean, just crazier than you've ever seen before.
Yep.
I'm a big Mission Impossible guy. I don't remember any of the plots. I just remember the silly stunts.
That's because there and are this no is plots. The, it's just stunts.
Part one of the final two. Cruise cinema is the category. We start with the jump ball. James and Chantilly and Stephen Warrington, say your name. That's how you get control of the board. All right. Your 1-pointer, okay, your jump ball. Say your name if you know the answer is. He played an NFL agent in this movie.
Steve.
Steve?
Steve's in.
Jerry Maguire.
All right, Steve, you have control. You're up 1 zippy. Your 3-pointer in Cruise Cinema. He played a NASCAR driver in this flick.
Called Drive.
Sorry, James, you have a chance to steal. James and Chantilly.
No, it's Daytona.
Daytona. No, incorrect. No.
It is not.
That's definitely Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
Oh, kind of there. Kind of close.
All right, Stephen Wharton, you have a chance to close it out. Your five-pointer. This would lock up the win. The only way James gets in is if you miss this. What is the name of his character in the Mission Impossible movies? Huh.
Layup.
Steve?
It's Ethan. I don't know the rest.
Can't just
Cakes is not giving it to you
it
just was, for
no,
one first for name.
I mean, you need his full name.
All right, James, you can win this thing right here.
Ethan Hawke?
No.
Ethan Hawke is an actual person.
It's Ethan Hunt.
Oh. Steve, man, you survive. You win two tickets to go see Metallica M72 tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th. Just a couple weeks away at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events.
What a lockbox.
Congratulations,
he is.
Steve.
He gets to go see James Hetfield and company just belt out the hits because he was up against
Ethan
Clown.
Well, he did know Jerry Maguire.
Well, who doesn't?
That was the only thing
Tom
he got.
Cruise playing a sports agent. Everybody on the planet knows that.
All right, let's punch up two more contestants. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group restaurants, including Open Road, Circa, Trio Grill, El Bebe, and Salt.
All right, let's go to Brennan in Manassas. Hey, Brennan.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy? And let's go to Anthony, Calvert County. Hey, Anthony.
What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, bud.
By the way, Game Show Wednesday sponsored Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's sponsored by our great friends at Open Road Distilling Company. That's right. They are now available at Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia. You can get the Eagle Eye Rye, smooth depth chase, taste of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour Maple Old Fashioned. That's whiskey done right. For all the full experiences, visit them in the Reston Town Center. That's Open Road Distilling Company.
Hey, Jason, look at these hands. You see what's in them? Can you describe
Nothing.
What's inside these
Nothing.
Hands? You know what should be in these hands?
Bottles.
Bottles from Open Road Distillery. I mean, I got nothing. Either hand.
Yeah, well, it sucks
just,
to be you.
It's just a note because you're kind of the conduit to making that happen.
I've got a few in my cabinet, in my kitchen.
I got zero.
Do you have any of your other bottles?
I might have some other bottles lying around.
There you go.
But you can always have more.
Yes.
That's all.
All right, Brennan and Anthony, same deal. We're going to start with the jump ball. The category is NBA playoffs. To get control, say your name. Who leads the OKC Denver series 3-2?
Brennan,
you're in.
OKC.
Yes, it's 1 point for Brennan. All right, 3-pointer. Of the remaining players in the playoffs, he is the leading scorer, averaging 30.1 points per game.
Jokic.
What did you say, Brennan?
Joker.
It is not Nikola Jokic. Anthony, you have a chance to steal.
Anthony
of the remaining
dropped.
Players.
He Anthony
the...
dropped off.
Anthony dropped off.
He hung up.
Do I just throw in David? Does he have a fighting chance?
Just throw in David.
David's our on deck
David
batter.
Silver Spring, you get the sub in. Tag, you're
I'm
in.
I'm going to say Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he follows the NBA.
Kevin Durant's not in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So he is not the leading scorer. Do you guys know?
Nope.
Of the remaining players.
Is it SGA?
I would say Jonas Alexander. No.
Oh, you know what? It's Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, because Brunson's balling out.
All right, Brennan, you're up 1-0. You have control. This is the 5-pointer to close it out. If you were listening to the sports page, you would be able to answer this question. He's the coach of the Indiana Pacers. He was a champion as the coach of the Mavericks, and he's in the Eastern Conference Finals for the second year in a row. Name that coach.
Rick Carlisle.
Rick, what?
Can you repeat his name?
Rick Carlisle. I can't pronounce
it. Carlisle.
It's just Carlisle.
Carlisle.
It's just Carlisle. It's,
he. I think he wins.
He knew the name.
Plus, his opponent,
he knew the name.
His opponent is a donk. His opponent's not going to get it.
All right, Brunning, congratulations. Tell him what he's won, Jason Bishop.
He is. Why don't you tell him what he's won? Because I don't have it.
$100 gift card. It's right at the bottom. Oh, it's your sponsor.
I'm sorry. Look, I mean, it's early in the morning. I can barely see. All right? I can barely see. But congratulations. You have won a $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. You can go to Circa. You can go to Trio. You can go to Salt, El Bebe, Open Road. I'll be there tonight for dinner.
My eyes are going
for
crazy.
More information, check them out, fandc.com/contest. But that's a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality
Group. Very good.
Rick Carlisle.
People are having a hard time with names over the last few days.
We've had some good ones this week. Can we play the Ovi one again?
Valdez has it. I'm sure he can cue it up here.
Alex. Yeah, two sounds. Yeah, I got
yeah,
Alex.
Don't worry. Alex Chevechkin.
Don't worry. We've all heard it.
Alex Chevechkin.
Alex Chevechkin.
Unbelievable.
It's like Alex Chevechkin.
Chevechkin?
Alex Chevechkin. After the publicity that Ovi got,
it's not like
this
he's been here for 2 years. He's been here for two decades.
Yeah.
And his name's not that hard to pronounce. Maybe the first time you saw it, you got trouble with it. Or just call him Ovi.
Mm-hmm. I said this the other day. If you asked a random person, name a hockey player, they would probably name Alex Ovechkin.
Most
around
likely,
here,
yeah.
Well, definitely here.
Out here, yes.
I almost think all across the country. You think if you pulled somebody, just a random
Here's
Joe
who they would name. They would
in
name,
Boston.
They'd name Ovi. Mm-hmm. They'd name Sid Crosby. Maybe Connor McDavid. And that's about where the list ends.
Exactly.
That's pretty much
Ovi,
it.
Actually, I think JP might be more right. I think Ovi's bigger name than those guys.
Especially with the record being broken.
Definitely is.
Yeah. Just think it's famous.
If you did Family Feud and they said just name a hockey player, surveyed 100 people, Gretzky's going to be number one.
Yeah.
I think Ovi might be two.
I'm not sure that many people would say Sidney Crosby. He's great. I'm not saying he's not great.
Yeah.
But it's just not that famous.
Yep. Coming up next, you won't believe what ESPN is doing.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.